Harry's Share by Mally Tidnow Jones.
I was always good at digging. Strong arms, good shoulders. Once I started, nothing could stop me, no matter how deep the hole or how hard the earth. It used to be so simple. Not a mark on anything. Green and blooming. We lived and breathed the seasons. It was all we ever needed. And it was nothing. Nothing at all. When we left, as we had to, we always knew the day would come. But somehow, it was so much more painful than we ever imagined. So much smaller. Small and furious. Bubbling away. Everyone just bubbling away, waiting for the day to pop. I left everything behind. It seemed pointless trying to fit it all in where none of it belonged. But I had to take one thing. Just one thing that was truly mine. And so I picked up my battered, bent and rusty old pitchfork. I had no earthly use for it where I was going. But I could not, would not, leave it behind. Why the hell didn't I just leave it behind? I didn't need it. I had nothing. This time, I really had nothing. No green. No blossom. No air. I was always good at digging. Strong arms. Good shoulders. Once I started, nothing could stop me. No matter how deep I had to go, no matter how hard the job. I was the fourth flat he'd broken into that night. I let him be for a while, but then I didn't want him in there with me anymore. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. Moles can be damaging. And so I dug. With my strong arms and strong shoulders, I dug and I dug and I dug until the job was done. He was 17. I took nothing with me. Nothing except for that old pitchfork. I had no earthly use for it, and yet it was in my hands.